What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome to the Bloody Disgusting Podcast. Today we're switching an app because it's the whole switcheroony. So first up we have John Grills, you know, creepy podcast. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi. And then we have Maggie Navarro, head critic and chief of content creator of Bloody Disgusting. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Zena.
Hello. And I'm Zena, a spicy woman who loves horror and loves to talk. So today we are going to be talking about heat waves because majority of us were experiencing that. It was like 7 a.m. and it was 95 degrees. Okay. Terrible. So each of us, we're going to share our top five heat wave horror movies and we're going to take turns and we're going to have fun and we're going to have a good time. So John, you're going first.
It's like, I'm so happy right now. I have no idea what's going on.
We got to get the ball rolling.
I am as lost as the listeners are right now. So let's just, it's hot outside. We're picking movies because stuff is happening that we weren't available to record a regular episode. So we're going to talk about hot stuff.
Hot stuff. Okay.
Hot stuff.
Not hot ones, although it is a delightful interview program that I very much enjoy.
There's candy called Hot Ones too.
There you go. I did the Hot Ones challenge. I did not do well.
How far did you get?
Oh, I got to the end, but I am telling you, if you watch Hot Ones,
yeah,
the bomb must kill people because if you buy the pack, you get something called the bomb redux, which I don't think is the same, is anywhere near the same thing. Cause I got to the last dab.
Yeah.
That hurt me so bad. And then we watch interviews and I'm like, people eat it. And then they're fine at the end.
So here's my theory as we go off into a whole side tangent here.
Hot stuff.
But like Da Bomb, they can't sell on Heatnist because the ingredients are not quite up to snuff. And I'm pretty sure it's more like, I don't want to say chemically, but I don't have a good word for it. So that probably if you get it on Heatnist, they're getting you more like
healthier something stuff. The FDA might approve.
Right. But the Da Bomb is designed to obliterate your taste buds so that you can carry to the finish line.
It's awful,
you don't want it, but yeah.
Yeah. Because the actual last dab that they make is brutal.
Mm, yeah. Like, I have it. I put a little bit of Apollo in my queso because I'm a maniac.
Whoa. I am impressed. You are a Texan. All right, Zena, what were we doing?
Yeah, we were talking about our top five heatwave horror movies in Europe.
I'm up. Okay, yes. Heatwave horror movies. So I was basically just trying to think of the sweatiest horror movies that I could think of.
Yeah, we're just doing one at a time, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Okay. I'm just going to do one, and I'm going to start out with, in my opinion, the single sweatiest horror movie that I can ever think of, and that's Predator 2.
Yeah.
Like, Predator 1's great. They're in the jungle.
It's
they're
also
sweating.
Very sweaty. Yeah.
It's very sweaty.
Sweaty.
But Predator 2 is so sweaty, Daniel Glover does have to change his shirt, like, within the first, like, 20 minutes because he is so soaked in sweat. And
that's
it is,
like, it's heat wave horror, right? It is a heat wave in that movie.
It literally is a heat wave, because wasn't that the original conceit of the Predators? It's like, only in the hottest years, in the deep, darkest, whatever. Whereas all, it was supposed to be about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. Predator 2.
All right, Megan.
My default, also being a Texan, is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original. Yeah. It is... I feel like you just feel the heat like just emanating off of the screen. You can see the sweat. It's grimy, gritty. Mm. It's very Texas. It is very Texas. So yeah, I don't think I really need to say anything else. You just know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's very dirty.
It is. Which one is the one with, oh my gosh, I forgot her name. Jessica
Biel.
Yeah, that's the 2003 remake,
which is also very sweaty.
It is. I remember that scene when, I mean, if you haven't seen this movie, but I remember that scene where they're trying to, like, clean the van and with they're using their spit, and it's hot. It's like, ew.
The guy who gets hung on the hook, I still remember, like, him just like, granted, I'd be sweating if I got hung on a hook too, but like, it just you watch the movie or the remake and you just, you feel hot.
Yeah.
Because it's also dirty and dry and dusty and everything else.
It just adds to the grossness. Is like, you see carcasses and stuff. You're like, what does that smell like? Because it is so hot.
And not going down another rabbit hole, since we really haven't been doing it at all, but I just want to say, because just thinking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like the first one, Sally was running pretty much all day, like to the morning hours.
Yes.
It's crazy that she was doing that in the heat with no water, no food, just like, that's insane.
Her adrenaline got her through some impossible odds there. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
But okay, I'm going to go with the Southern Gothic supernatural horror, The Skeleton Key, because I love the movie. It takes place in Louisiana at, like, this isolated, well, majority of the time, this isolated plantation, like, horror. I mean, it is a horror house, the stuff that goes on in there, but, it, you know, how... But yeah, I remember there's a scene where they're like, someone's outside and like, oh, you want some lemonade? Ew, no, I don't want no lemonade. That's not going to, I'm still going to be hot. Like, that's how I feel. Yeah, that's my first pick. Okay, so where's going, John?
Sure. I'm going to hold off on what would normally be my number two, because I think it's going to be said by someone else. I think probably Megan. We'll see. That's also why I didn't say Texas Chainsaw Massacre up front, as I saw that one come in.
Yeah,
thanks.
Say that.
Yeah. So I am going to go with another classic favorite for me and say Tremors. Tremors. Yeah. They're in the desert. One person literally dies of exposure, and they're just very sweaty most of the time.
Okay, I agree. Yeah.
Pick.
Okay. My turn.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Sure. I don't know. Why not?
Why not? I'll give it a go. I'll give it a good old college try. The Ruins. It's The Ruins.
That's it. I literally should have texted it to you. I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was literally like, this is probably the one. So thank you for that. But it is so hot and sweaty. And you feel for Jenna Malone, because, you know, this is a group of they're going off to college, or have they already begun college?
They're on spring break.
They are on break, okay.
Because they're talking about the one boyfriend is going to go to med school, so I think he's pre-med.
So that's the reason why I wasn't sure if it's just they're going off to college or they're just on a break, but he's going somewhere, and it's kind of like a last hurrah among friends, and it looks comfortable at the beginning because they're at a resort, and they've got the ocean right there with the ocean breeze, and then he convinces, or they meet a German at the resort who's like, come with me to this very undiscovered or under tourist explored ruins. And he's really looking for his brother. But the ruins, there's something wrong with them, and they get stuck there. They get trapped there by the locals. And that's because there's a killer plant. And the plant, that doesn't sound scary, but this plant is actually scary, especially what it does. It's like some body horror. But once they're there, away from the comforts of the resort, it gets so hot. And they're at the top of this like pyramid looking ruins where the sun's blazing down on them and they're dehydrated. And it's just awful.
Yeah.
It's so hot. I can feel them, that icky, sweaty, dehydrated. Yeah. So,
yes.
Well, and I remember the book more than the movie. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to remember, because in the book, part of the conceit was one of the girlfriends is hungover too. And like,
yeah, I don't think they do that as much in the movie. It's the same. The author who wrote the book actually wrote the screenplay. Yeah. And so he remixed a lot of it. Yeah. He remixed a lot of the characters and like the deaths and stuff. But yeah, booze added to that. Oh no.
Yeah. The booze, and she wore like flip flops or something to go on the walk through the jungle. But all I feel is sympathy of being hungover and having to walk through a jungle in the heat. Cause I've done that in Mexico and it's not easy.
Yeah, she did not want to go. And it's like,
yeah,
you should have stayed home.
She should have stayed home.
Yeah, she should have.
But she was hungover at the beginning. So it's not like, because in the book, I think she's they had up, booze right? with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yes, you're correct.
So I'm going to go with Tourist Trap from 1979. Because it's one of my favorite movies. And there are these friends, they're driving through the California desert. Then they get a flat tire. And, you know, I don't live in a desert, but I live in Florida. And there was a time when I was living my best life, and I too got a flat tire, and I can't change it. So I had to wait, and it was just so hot, you know, and the sun is just like shining down on my forehead. And then what makes this movie even just creepier, besides from like the wax museum that they go to, old Slaughter, was it Slaughtson? Yeah, Slaughtson, go to his wax museum. The music, I absolutely love the music in this one. I feel like the soundtrack is super creepy. But yeah, the friends, they try to make the best of it, even though they have this creepy old man. They're kind of near like some water, so they want to go splash around in there. But by the time they walk back, you know, to that house, it's just still just a sweaty mess.
Sweaty mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie. I love Tourist Trap.
It's a good time.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Jaws.
Okay.
Jaws, not necessarily a movie you'd watch and think that it was hot, but you know, they're on the beach. It is 4th of July weekend. And I actually watched it with my family, like our kids, for the first time, I think a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Quint's speech about the Indianapolis is so classic. It's such an amazing scene that I just adore. And a lot of people do, rightly so, thanks to John Milius, evidently. But in that scene in particular, I think about how hot it is, because that's the scene where Richard Dreyfuss's character looks like sunbaked. Like he's been on the water. They are burnt. They've been out there in all the sun reflecting off the water and the heat and everything else. And like, that's when they're really looking sweaty.
Yeah.
Just like in that mugginess out there. Also, generally speaking, if you ask me about any horror movie, I'm probably going to mention Jaws, just because I love it. So,
I agree.
Well, Megan?
Then I am going to switch from sharks to rabid dogs. Cujo. Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was on my list.
Was it? Yeah, I don't know if it gets, it probably does get sweatier. Is Predator 2 peak sweaty? It's the sweatiest of all of them. But
if it's not the peak, it's up there.
I mean, especially in Texas, and I'm pretty sure this also definitely applies to Florida or any southern state where the sun and the heat gets obscene. You know how quickly death can happen if you are in a car with the windows rolled up and no AC in the summer. it happens very fast. So with that frame of reference, this mother and her very young son trapped in a broken car with a very angry rabid Saint Bernard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible. Now, the movie, I think, has a slightly happier ending than the book does. So if you want happier ending, stick with the movie. Or if you, you know, you want to be a completionist, then do both. But it is an entire movie of survival, and the elements are just as important and excruciating and harrowing as the rabbit animal.
Mm-hmm. Another movie where you just feel dirty. Yeah, watching it too, because it's sweat and slobber and blood and dirt.
Bring out the ice packs. This movie is making me sweat.
Yeah, it's like, what else could you do in that situation? You trap.
Good pick. You good pick. You picked that too.
Yeah, but don't worry, I have backups. So instead, I'm going to go with Piranha 3D. I do love the original Piranha, but I like the Piranha 3D. I think it's a good time from 2010. So this one takes place in Arizona, you know, and at Lake Victoria. So they have a problem. There's a small earthquake, and then there's like, it splits like the lake floor. And then, oh no, there's a whirlpool. But guess what comes out? Piranhas. So yeah. Like, can you imagine you just want to have like a nice time, spring break, and then, you know, there's something chomping on your leg and everyone else. This movie is so bloody. It's so brutal. I remember going to the theaters to see it and I had such a good time. Yeah. And even though it was like, yeah, it was hot, but, you know, the water was there. You're happy. But then it's just like, imagine if you did get away, but now you're scared, you're sweaty, and you're hot. Like, you're going to need like some counseling afterwards. I mean, not just because of the heat, but, you know, the piranhas and the dead bodies. So.
And all the people cut in half.
Yeah, literally cut in half. Just gross. Okay, so
that's a good one. I thought about the original Piranha, like from my list.
Yeah. What about you, John?
I'm going to go ahead with Evil Dead 2. I thought about Evil Dead 1, but Evil Dead 2, I felt like there were more close-ups of sweaty faces. Mm-hmm. Not just Bruce Campbell, but also, and I can't remember his name, he just passed away. The actor who plays the hillbilly who ends up dragging all the luggage up from...
Dan Hicks.
Yeah, he is definitely sweaty. The entire time. I think when you meet him, he's sweaty, but then he's hauling up all that the luggage and everything. And then when Bruce Campbell gets thrown down into the cellar, even you just get that like beam of light on his face, and his face is sweaty, and he's down in the dirt, and then he's bleeding on top of it. And yeah, it was more like me thinking like, what are movies where people sweat in a lot? And it actually, apropos of nothing, I suppose, this was actually Zena's idea for us, for a topic for us to do for this extra episode. And it actually made me appreciate the topic. Mm-hmm. Like how often you really watch horror movies and people aren't sweating. Like, obviously they are, but they decide not to show them sweating. It's like they're running. They are terrified, like all these scenarios where it's like, yeah, I would sweat through my shirt and everything else.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Really I would have fast. Sweaty palms.
Yeah.
It actually kind of elevates.
In big time.
It kind of elevates the movies on this list for me, like all of ours, kind of like, because it's real. Like, it's sweat and it's dirty and it's dingy. Like, it's not supposed to be shiny and clean and everything's fine. And you know, like,
it adds a crucial detail for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, and it's kind of a detail I didn't know I wanted, but now
give me the sweat.
Give me more sweat. Sweat in horror movies. What do you got? All right.
I got something in my eye, apparently. The Hills Have Eyes.
That's on my list.
I'm just stealing everybody's favorites.
I have like nine on mine because I figured there'd be doubles, and it's not my favorite movie. So
yeah, I think you could do either the remake or the original, but I went with the remake just because I feel like they dial up the intensity with the actual horror of it. Yeah. There's a big bonfire. I won't tell you what they're burning, but there's a big bonfire in the middle of the desert that you just know Like the heat level is like already uncomfortable as it is, and then that just makes it beyond sweltering. And it's just, it's a desert horror movie. Mm-hmm. So you've got, anytime you add the environment to a horror movie, and they have to deal with that on top of whatever threat they're facing, it just really makes it far more complex and interesting, like John was saying. So yeah, that's why I went with this one.
It was so much more brutal than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. That's actually the only horror movie that both my wife and I, we went and saw it in the theaters. We almost left.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was just so unexpected. Like, because I don't think either of us had seen the original. We knew of the original, but we'd never seen the original.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of a sudden there's the breastfeeding scene. But even like, the, you know, Stacy Keach in the outhouse. And it's like, whoa. Like, I don't think I'd even like seen something like that in a horror movie, like as brutally as it was portrayed. And we're, I think it was kind of, we were sitting there like, there's not enough story to back up what's happening right now. So it was jarring. Like, now, again, it's still not my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have the same reaction to horror, especially considering how much horror I've seen since then. But yeah, that was a shock to where, how far that went.
I saw that on a first date, and it was my movie pick. I didn't get a second date. I mean, it's not a big deal. Like, I didn't, you know, to know the person, but it was a first date, and I picked that movie. So I'm like, this is a little uncomfortable by the end of that movie.
You know what, though? That's a good litmus test.
It is.
Yep. Either you don't get date two and you don't have to think about it.
Yeah. I'm not worried. No skin off my back.
But then you can also gauge how much they liked it. Mm-hmm. And if they liked it too much, then you're like,
right response is, maybe this movie's too intense for me, but I do like horror. Let's pick another one next time.
Yeah, can we tone it down maybe a little bit next time?
Well, how are you supposed to know that it was going to be that insane? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is not a good date night movie, so don't do that.
Do it. I don't know. Live your life.
Yeah, live your life. Yeah, true.
You can do it. Sometimes you need a little razzle dazzle.
Yeah,
oh my God.
And fire, right?
And if there's anyone out there listening who did see this on a first date and they got a second date, please, for the love of God, call us. I want to
talk to you.
Maybe
they're soulmates. Maybe both parties really liked it, in which case, yeah, great. Why was I not invited to the wedding?
Yeah, or maybe like they loved horror and nothing else worked out, you know, but I kind of want to hear about it.
Yeah, tell us your Hills Have Eyes horror stories or love stories.
Yeah, story time.
It's kind of the same.
How about you, Zena?
Okay, so I'm going to go with The Elderly from 2022. Mm. So this is a elderly-themed horror, and basically it's set in Madrid during a heat wave. And then there's some strange behavior by the elderly people, which I cannot say what they're doing. That's a spoiler, but I don't know the exact release date, but I know that it'll be coming out on digital, I think sometime next month, sometime in October. So keep a lookout for that one. But you definitely, everyone just looks hot and sweaty in this one.
Yes. It's like 100 degrees or something, or a little bit above 100 degrees, if I remember.
Yes.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
I didn't even have this one on my list, Zena, but you absolutely just inspired me.
Yeah.
Piggy from 2022.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so sweaty.
So yeah. Sweaty. So sweaty to the point where they highlight just how sweaty people are. Like, they're trying to escape the heat. For those of you who might not listen to that episode where I watched that, it's about it's a horribly bullied, overweight teenage girl or high school girl. And with absolute nothing but props and kudos to the actress who put it all out there. Like, yeah. I don't know what level she might have had with the script, or if that was the script and she's like, I can do this, but wow.
She's like, also in the short as well, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, that would stand to reason then. So maybe there was collaboration where she's like, all right, let's do this. Like, let's go further, whatever, but kudos to her. And like, despite the brutality of everything that's going on around between the bullying and the murders and all that stuff, it's just hot. And they're hot when they're at the pool. They're hot when they're at home, especially the night scenes. I think hot and night, it adds another level, because like, anyone who's been through any sort of a heat wave, night is supposed to be reprieve. You know, the sun goes down, it's supposed to drop a little bit. But when you're in those places where the sun goes away and it's still like 90 and there's no wind, and you're like, this is not right. This should not be. Right. So seeing that when they're sitting on the dinner table or watching TV and just in tank tops that have sweat rings, and they there's a little oscillating fan in the corner that's supposed to hit everyone. Some people who can, that totally feels like their childhood too, where that AC wasn't coming on unless it was about 105 degrees outside. Piggy. I had like four other ones on my list I could have said, but as soon as you said Madrid, I was like, oh man,
Piggy. I feel like Piggy is such a good one. I remember quick rabbit hole. I remember one time, you know, growing up in New York, we had a heat wave and where it just shut everything down. So it was kind of like also like a blackout. So it just sucked because nothing worked. And it's just like, at the time we lived in an apartment and we were on the top floor, and it's just like, obviously all the heat comes up there and nothing could save us.
Was it a walk up too?
Yes. No elevator. No elevator.
Oh gosh.
It was horrible. And we were on like the eighth floor. So it's just like, but yeah, luckily it only lasted for like, well, technically it lasted for a week, but we just left the state. It took some time for it to come back. And, you know, obviously things went back to normal, but that was rough.
Brutal.
All right. But what about you, Megan?
2017's Revenge from Coralie Farge. It is a rape revenge movie, so content trigger warning for those out there that need that. But it is, she survives and she gets loose out in the desert and fights back. And it is such an intense movie on its own. But like, she's barefoot. A lot of them get barefoot out in the desert with the harsh, dry heat. It just adds like a level of extra filth and intensity to it.
Yeah.
And it's just all shot like super bright, scorching sun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love this movie.
It's a good pick. Okay, so my final one is kind of, I'm cheating, but you know what? So I'm gonna go with Body Melt, because the other day I was so hot, you know, and even though I had the AC on, but I had to go outside for a little bit. So yeah, it's not the heat that was making people melt, because, you know, the name is Body Melt. It was a pill. But, you know, if you want to see liquefying flesh, exploding stomachs and penises, I feel like this is the one for you. I'm not sure why you would want to see it, but, you know, just check it out. There's horrific death scenes. And honestly, I feel like, you know what? I'm going to spin it around, even though I'm cheating. This is a great reminder that, yeah, it's hot, but it's not that hot where imploding heads or mucus or tentacles. So you're welcome.
Or exploding penises.
Yeah. So let's do a recap on our five that we did pick. And then if you guys have some extras, we can do that right after.
Okay.
I had Predator 2, Tremors, Jaws, Evil Dead 2, and Piggy.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ruins, Cujo, The Hills Have Eyes, and Revenge.
Okay, and I had The Skeleton Key, Tourist Trap, Piranha 3D, The Elderly, and Body Melt. So what extras did you guys have?
Well, three of them that Megan said were on my list: Hills Have Eyes, Texas Chainsaw, and The Ruins. But I also had The Burning, nice. Summer Camp, Lighting People on Fire. Sure. Yeah, makes sense. or Person lit on Fire. And then I also had Tucker and Dale versus Evil, because they were up at the cabin, they're doing yard work, it was very hot. And I probably would have said that one if it wasn't for Piggy.
Nice. Okay. I had Tremors. I also had The Hitcher with Rutger Hauer. Satan's Slaves, which they don't necessarily make a point of mentioning the heat, but there it is rural, it is hot, there's no central AC. X for the Texas hot summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good one.
Us also for a hot summer.
I thought about Us too, yeah.
The original Predator and Wolf Creek.
Nice.
Oh God, Wolf Creek, of course. Yeah, Texas Outback in the middle of all that. I feel like that's another one where even though they're around a bonfire at night, they all look like they're sweating.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have The Beach House. Hmm. I also have Burnt Offerings. Hmm. This is more like sci-fi action, but you know, Dead End Drive-In. Mm-hmm. I also did have X, and I had Pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
All of the melters.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that was our episode. We hope that you guys enjoyed it. You know what? I'm doing a good job. Okay?
You got this.
You are.
No, this is happy laughter. It's not condescending laughter. I'm so happy right now.
It's just me, because I was like, you know what? No, I think John should do it. That little voice in my head. But I'm like, you know what? No, other Xena.
No.
I'm going to do this. Okay. So yeah, that's the bloody disgusting. I don't know why I said disgusting like that. That's the bloody disgusting podcast for this week. If you'd like to read more from Megan, you can check out her reviews on bloodydisgusting.com and on Twitter at HauntedMeg. John can be found over at his podcast.
All this is staying in.
I'm sorry. I disappeared. I'm fine.
Yeah.
She's hiding in her clothes. You don't even know.
John can be found, you know, on his podcast, Creepy Podcast, as well as he's on Instagram, Creepy Podcast. Am I right? You're there.
Creepy Pod.
I saw you. Creepy Pod, close. But if you do type in podcast, you still pop up, because I tried it.
I do. There is a podcast that decided to call themselves the Creepy Podcast after me.
No. And
so, maybe yeah. So, friends. So, or if you run into a podcast that you don't think is that good, go find mine instead.
Oh, talking some trash.
I know. That was heat rude style. It was sour grapes. No.
It's nice to have confidence.
It is.
We try hard.
Good job.
We do. And I can be found at realqueenofhorror.com, although I didn't update it in a while. But I'm still there, okay? And then also on YouTube, Real Queen of Horror, and also on Twitter at Lovely Xena, or you can check me out over at Bloody Disgusting on TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to us and follow us on Twitter. Be Disgusting Pod, as well as on Twitter. Well, I already said that. On Instagram, Be Disgusting Pod. I was going to call it X, but I already called it that. Or if you have a question for us, you can send us an email, Be Disgusting Podcast, or you can give us a call, which for some reason, I don't know our phone number, and it's been 3 years.
224-475-1040.
You don't need to know. Just call us. Just dial a number. We might answer.
If it was meant to be, you'll know. It's fine.
It means you have ESP and you reached us.
But okay. All right. All right. Well, all right. We're going to say bye now. All right. Just have a good day.
Oh, I'm so deflated. You pick that up. You close out. For this week, you're Xena.
You're the best. Okay. For this week, I'm Xena.
I'm Megan.
And I'm John.
God, you know what? Cozy up. Grab some popcorn. Cozy up on the couch and watch something you love. Just make sure it's something bloody.
I'm so happy right now.